Hi. Ja, für alle Hörer, wir haben jetzt mit in der Zoom-Leitung Judy Kelly. Hello, yes. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
I was telling Gerhard earlier that he's an old soul.
Yes.
He's been here a long time, but you know, I gave him a compliment. I think I did anyway. I said he doesn't look a day over 10,000 years old.
Mm-hmm. You know, isn't that true? That's really true. I corroborate that.
Okay, die verbünden sich gerade gegen mich. Nein. Judy, where are you from?
And that's being kind.
where are you from?
From the center of love.
Oh, wonderful. Aus dem Zentrum der Liebe kommt Judy Kelly. And yes. Yeah, for everybody here who is listening, we have to tell them that this is also a video show and can be seen on Facebook, right?
That's right. Okay. Uh-huh. Yeah. And Judy, you're limited to 50 swear words per hour. I'm sorry, but you can't say more than 50 swear words per
nicht
hour.
Nicht mehr als 50 Schimpfwörter sagen.
Loving words.
Okay. That's the rule. All
right. That's more my speed.
Okay. Well, I'm just telling you, you can say up to 50 swear words per hour if you really want to. So,
Ted, on Facebook, you have to search for Ted Marr, is it right?
Or you search for Out of This World Radio.
Okay, also Out of This World Radio eingeben auf Facebook und da kann man uns auch sehen. Yeah.
That's right, okay. That's right. And then after the show, I always send the shows to Gerhard. He puts it on his website at www.radiosoul.at.
Mm-hmm. The audio.
On the audio. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then I put it on my website too, outofthisworld1150.com. Mm-hmm. So.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
So wonderful to be here.
It's good to hear your voice too, Judy. It really is. Gerhard and I, we were talking before you came on, and we were having a good conversation, Gerhard. I told Gerhard about going down to Shasta and mm-hmm. seeing all the UFOs, and then I brought some night vision goggles with me, binoculars, and there were just orbs everywhere. And then I put it up in the sky; you could see it was like a freeway traffic jam. It was like it's everywhere. I mean, there's
everywhere. They're all there.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. That's right.
So this is. Why do they visit us all together? Why are so many ships here? Warum sind so viele Raumschiffe hier über der Erde gerade?
Well, Judy, you want to answer that? I think we're the most exciting game in town, aren't we?
Yes. First of all of us on the planet have had galactic lives.
Mm-hmm.
And we're all in everything as pure energy. That's what Source is. So when we have our families, our galactic families, supporting us. Mm-hmm. And they're reminding us they're here.
Mm-hmm.
For those of us that are here to lead the way.
Okay, Judy, ein Moment bitte. Mm-hmm. 1 minute, please. I'll let Gerhard translate.
Yeah, also wir haben...
He's translating, I apologize.
No okay. problem. I'm trying to translate. I'm not a translator, but I do my best. Okay.
He's going fine.
Yes, Judy said we have, auf Deutsch, wir haben Familien in den Sternen, also auch, es gibt wir hier auf der Erde, es gibt auch Sternenfamilien, an denen wir angehören. Und das ist ein Grund, warum es gerade so viele Raumschiffe hier gibt, also dass unsere Familien uns auch näher kommen. Vielleicht gibt es den einen oder anderen, der das auch so fühlt, dass er auch in den Sternen Familienmitglieder hat. So, the family comes together. Did you mean it like that?
Yes. Okay. And, you know, we're like galactic TV.
Also wir sind das galaktische Fernsehen für Sie. Super, we are a soap opera.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
We are shifting the most that's ever been shifted for planet Earth right now.
Wow.
Also wir machen einen Sprung gerade, den gab es noch nie in der Geschichte von Planet Erde.
And the Earth is shifting from fear-based living to love-based living.
Oh, lovely.
Okay, sie formuliert das so, und zwar von angstbasierten Leben in ein liebesbasiertes Leben. Dieser Aufstieg von 3D auf 5D, wie andere sagen. Mhm. Nice.
And your light, every single being on the planet is a golden being of light. And your light is seen clearly through the entire universe. So everybody knows who you are. Everybody knows what you're doing. They're very respectful. They're not in the restroom when you're in the restroom. They're not when you're being intimate with a partner.
Not? Okay.
Nope.
Okay. Also wir sind alle Licht. Wir sind Lichtwesen und unser Licht scheint und dieses Licht wird auch durch den ganzen Kosmos gesendet. Außer wenn wir gerade aufs WC gehen, dann gibt es eine Privatsphäre. Okay.
So, understand that they're very aware of who you are, where your heart is, how much you're loving and how much you're not loving.
Okay, wir erkennen immer mehr, wir werden immer mehr uns dessen bewusst, wer wir sind, welches Licht und welche Liebe wir sind und wer wir nicht sind.
And they're continuously sending us huge, huge rays of love. And right now, since last fall, we are receiving energy that is so powerful. We've never felt this energy before.
Mm-hmm. Und beautiful. Speziell jetzt, since last fall or this fall?
Last fall, yes.
Last year?
Aha.
Okay, seit einem Jahr schon senden sie uns auch diese unglaubliche große Liebe, diese Energiefeld der Liebe an unseren Planeten, an uns.
So this last year has been a doozy, because you may have felt more sleepy, you may have felt more, how can I phrase it, more spacey, because...
Yeah.
You're expanding to such a huge amount.
Okay, also das fühlt sich auch an für uns, dass wir uns dass wir uns auch müde fühlen. I wondered why I feel like sleepy in the morning. How does it connect to this? What is the relation?
Well, I think if you don't mind me, Judy, interjecting this, my friend, but we evolved on this planet for many tens of thousands, if not millions of years, under a certain frequency called the Schumann resonance. But now that's going nuts,
yep.
Going way, way up there.
Okay, wir haben uns entwickelt unter der Schumann-Frequenz der Erde sozusagen über Millionen von Jahren und plötzlich geht das aber darüber hinaus.
Mhm. Right. So you do feel tired and you do feel spaced out. I've had the same problems. But I asked God the other day about that, and she said that that's why coffee was invented.
That's why what?
Coffee.
Okay. Nein, alles klar, Ted's Schmäh. Also ja, es wirkt sich aus, dass wir auch müde sind, erschöpft sind, aber es wurde ja Kaffee entwickelt.
Right.
Gibt's also Kaffee? Tell you how silly you are, Ted.
Sorry, what, Judy?
She also tell you how silly you are.
I'm always serious.
Oh.
You know.
No, so, you can be very silly at times, and it's wonderful.
You know, thank you.
Yes.
And I, you know what else I have to tell you, to be honest with you? You know, I used to be a lawyer, so that's why you can trust me. So.
Okay. But how can we come into our power, not feeling so sleepy anymore?
Well, being sleepy is because we're downloading. And that's a good thing.
Okay, also jetzt haben wir die Antwort bekommen, und zwar, warum es manchmal vorkommen kann, dass wir uns so schläfrig fühlen. Es ist so, dass wir einen Download-Prozess machen, der uns auch Kraft kostet. What are we downloading? Was laden wir da runter jetzt?
This pure love light that's mm-hmm. so powerful, so that we can shift our frequencies to more love.
Also dieses liebende Licht, das downloaden wir gerade, somit können wir es auch integrieren.
Mm-hmm. Yes, so understand that this is a good thing. Some people, most people I talk to, become sleepier.
Okay, let's go to sleep. Yes, now.
And some, It energizes them. But for most of my clients, it's made them sleepier. And for me, I'm sleeping more deeply, but I'm sleeping less.
Mhm. Also du schläfst tiefer, aber eigentlich zeitlich gesehen weniger lange, nicht mehr so lange, aber dafür tiefer. Mhm.
Yeah.
So our sleeping patterns are being interrupted because we're aligning with our fifth dimensional self.
Weil wir uns mit unserem fünfdimensionalen Selbst jetzt verbinden.
Yeah.
Ja, verändert sich das.
You don't need as much sleep because you're doing what you enjoy and you're leading with your heart.
Ja, du brauchst nicht mehr Schlaf, du sollst das tun, was du gerne machst und das gibt dir auch Kraft, wenn ich es so im Sinne übersetze.
So, the main thing to get from what we're sharing here is that we're going in a direction that is more loving, more expanding, more truthful, more fun, in more grace, more ease, having more enjoyment in life. That's the direction we're going in.
Okay, I ordered this before. Yes, thank you for delivering. Okay, wir haben jetzt wirklich eine Zeit, wo das immer mehr rauskommt, diese Weite, Größe, Liebe und Freude auf diesem Planeten dürfen wir jetzt auch wirklich leben. Thank you.
And I think, Gerhard and Judy, we are accelerating this process much faster than even spirits thought possible years ago.
That's right. Yeah. And what's important about this is this is why you're here. Everybody's mission on the planet for this life is to love yourself more in this life than you've loved yourself in any life.
Mm-hmm. Also, wir haben
that's
alle.
How, wir that's haben, how we're shifting.
Okay. Also, wir haben hier alle eine Aufgabe. Neben der individuellen gibt es diese Aufgabe, nämlich dass wir hier auf diesem Planeten jetzt lernen, uns noch mehr selbst lieben zu können, als wir es jemals in unserem Leben oder davor getan haben.
Mm-hmm. Judy and Gerhard, I want to ask a serious question, and you may want to write this down.
Ah, no. Are you sure it's serious?
Yes. How do happy meals fit within this? Never mind.
This is
equal. Well. First of all, when you bless your food, it is a happy meal.
That's true.
Okay, also wenn du dein Essen immer segnest, dann ist es auch ein happy meal. Ein glückliches yes. Essen. Right.
So understand that part of what we're going through, especially this last year, as this new energy is coming in, is we're also releasing all the old stuff that we don't need anymore.
Mm-hmm. Okay, also in dem Ausmaß, wie wir jetzt dieses neue Licht reinlassen, können wir auch das alte loslassen, das wir nicht mehr brauchen.
So you may find that things that you thought you've already worked through are coming back and it's because it's in layers. And now we're getting such a high frequency of light that we're in the pit, releasing our deepest core pains and our deepest core fears.
Ich glaube, wenn ich es richtig verstanden habe, wir versuchen immer wieder etwas zu verbessern und es kommt aber in Schichten, man muss es abarbeiten, aber jetzt ist die Energie so groß, dass es im Großen und Ganzen, so it can vanish all,
yes.
all in at once, alles auf einmal loswerden.
Yes.
Okay.
And there's six simple ways to get out of your head in fear and get into your heart and love.
Also sechs einfache Wege, aus dem Muster der Angst rauszukommen, in dein Herz zu kommen.
You may want to write this down, Gerhard.
Okay, let's write it down first. Let's
okay,
go.
The first is you play.
Play is
find
good.
Find a way to play.
Play the play.
Whether it's being on a swing set and try to get your foot to touch a cloud like when you're a little kid, swing and play.
Mm-hmm. Also, nimm das Leben spielerisch. Let's play.
Hold pet. Hold animals. Animals have a higher consciousness than we do.
Right.
And so when you hold a pet, when you hold an animal, they raise your frequency of love. Automatically.
Okay, also nimm ein Tier, ein Haustier und nimm es, halte es. Die haben eine höhere Frequenz und deine Frequenz hebt sich auch an.
Mm-hmm.
you can also hold a child.
Oh, Kinder.
Children are so innocent and pure that they will raise your frequency of love automatically. They open your heart.
Auch Kinder sind unschuldig und rein und pure, und wenn du sie hältst, dann helfen sie dir auch, deine Frequenz anzuheben.
You can watch YouTube and look for videos that are children playing and laughing, animal antics, the ocean, the mountains, the nature, anything that opens your heart and feels good.
Also kannst du auch einfach auf YouTube gehen und dir Videos anschauen, zum Beispiel wenn Kinder spielen, Naturaufnahmen und so weiter, alles, was dein Herz öffnet.
You also can watch funny movies that get you out of your head and get you in your heart, and you laugh like Buddha. Mm-hmm. You belly laugh.
Also schau dir auch lustige Filme an, sodass du richtig ins Lachen kommst und lachst wie Buddha, so richtig aus dem einem Bauchlachen, dass dir der Bauch wackelt. And look, you can listen to the Out of This World radio show and laugh like Buddha.
That's right.
And you can also play with games. You know, and I'm not talking necessarily about video games. I'm talking about physically sitting down and playing games with people.
Mm-hmm.
Card games, anything that takes you into pleasure and takes you into joy is a wonderful gift.
Wow.
Yes, right. Also ein toller Tipp ist auch, dass wir einfach wirklich uns Zeit nehmen, Gesellschaftsspiele zu spielen, gemeinsam mit anderen Menschen, die uns Freude machen. Nicht jetzt vom Computer unbedingt, sondern richtig, so mit Karten und Brett und so weiter.
Mhm. And that includes being creative. So okay. Whether you're sculpting, whether you're painting, whether you're singing, whether you're dancing, whether you're working with your hands and making furniture, whether you're doing crochet, whether you're doing anything that's fun for you, where you're using your body and your mind and you're engaged. It's a wonderful thing to be creative. It opens your heart automatically.
Yeah. Yeah. Sei ein Creator, ein Künstler, ein Erschaffer. Egal was es ist, ob du singst, malst, bildhaust oder was auch immer, sei kreativ, wo du mit deinem Körper, mit deinem Geist involviert bist, in diesen materiellen Dingen auch involviert bist.
Judy, if possible, I'd like to ask you a serious question, if I could.
Oh, we get back to silly Ted asking a serious question.
Okay, wir kommen zurück zu Ted, der jetzt einmal eine ernste Frage stellen möchte.
And you may want to write this down. Very profound question. You mentioned toys earlier. Does that include yo-yos?
Yes.
Okay.
That includes ball and jacks, pickup stick,
okay.
Crayon, action figures, toys.
Now,
bubbles.
There's a very important magazine that I read all the time. It has a lot of facts in it. It's called the National Enquirer. And in the magazine, it showed a picture of our president, Joe Biden, after his crayons and yo-yos were taken away. And this is what he looked like. So he got very upset. But do you think he would need more games to play? Would help him something?
Any time that we get out of our head in fear, and we come into our heart is an improvement. That's what you want. Like right now, I'm holding a 5-pound little poodle named Miss Bindi, and she's all black and white. And her energy is affecting every person on the planet. So right now, you're getting a boost of beautiful dog love from Miss Bindi, because I'm holding her next to my heart. That's what I'm talking about.
Beautiful.
Okay, also jede Gelegenheit, die wir nützen können, um aus dem Kopf und Angstdenken, Mustern in das Herz und in die Liebe zu kommen, ist eine Verbesserung von unserem gesamten Leben, Wesen, unserer Situation. And what is the name, Cindy?
Miss Bindi.
Bindi?
B-I-N-I.
B-I-N.
D-I.
And who is bindi?
Like in India, when they wear a bindi on their
thigh. Right. That's right.
Yeah. And a 5-pound little chihuahua, all black and white, and she's sending all of her love. She's a dog, and she's sending all of her love to all of you as we're talking.
Ah, is it your dog? Is it with you?
Yes.
Okay, because I cannot see the picture. Just hear your voice.
That's okay.
Okay. Also, Bindi is an Chihuahua und ihr Hund, der bei ihr ist. Und er sendet uns seine Liebe. Ist auch schön.
So I guarantee you she's putting a smile on your face.
Yes, I'm me too.
That raises your heart.
Oh, right. Lovely. That's lovely.
Get up.
That's lovely. So
that's what I'm talking about.
Sure. Well, my Pleiadian friends said that they love your dog, Judy, and they're feeling that positive energy too. So are the Arcturians and my other benevolent ET friends.
They're very connected to the Venusians. Mm. And of course, Arcturians, because that's where the animals, the dolphins and whales come from, the planet Sirius.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm. Also mit Venus und Sirius verbunden, die Tiere. Mm-hmm.
They're little galactic beings all in their own right.
Yeah, they are. Mm-hmm. They are.
Die Tiere sind auch galaktische Wesen.
So what I would really like for each person to do is when you're not feeling good, take that moment and put your arms around you and give yourself a hug.
Also immer, wenn es dir nicht gut geht, guter Tipp, dann nimm dich selber und gib dir selbst eine Umarmung.
When somebody else hugs you, your body goes, well, that's nice. But when you hug you, you heal every single time.
Also es ist nett, wenn dich jemand anderer umarmt, aber wenn du dich selbst auch umarmst, dann heilt dein Körper auch.
So when you're not feeling good, for whatever reason, love yourself.
Aus welchem Grund auch immer, wenn du dich nicht so gut fühlst, dann liebe dich selbst, umarme dich selbst.
Mm-hmm. And put your hands on your heart and remind yourself that being in your heart is home.
Gib deine Hände auf dein Herz und erinnere dich daran, dass dein Herz dein Zuhause ist.
And you say, I am home.
Und sag einfach, ich bin mein Zuhause.
And you say that 2 or 3 times until you've shifted from being in your head and afraid to being in your heart and love.
Sag das mehrmals, 3-mal öfters und du wirst merken, dass du aus dem Kopf mehr in das Herz kommen kannst.
These are ways in which you can help yourself.
Diese sind so kleine Wege, wo du dir selber helfen kannst. Leg deine Hände auf dein Herz und sag, ich bin das
Zuhause. You could also be out in the sun for 10 minutes. And if you've ever watched animals, they all go out in the sun for about 20 minutes a day. Because you get everything you need in the sun.
Oh, makes sense. Yeah,
beautiful. Sie sagt gerade, Tiere gehen auch raus immer in die Sonne, weil... weil alles, was wir brauchen, ist in der Sonne.
You can also put your bare feet on the grass, or you can lay down on the grass on your back, and your body will totally heal in some way every time you connect with nature like that. It clears your whole energy field.
Also auch wenn du dich zum Beispiel, wenn du barfuß am Gras gehst oder dich ins Gras legst, jeder Kontakt mit der Natur ist heilsam für dich.
And that was told to me by the angels.
Das wurde ja von ihren Engeln übermittelt.
And I've been working with the Archangels, the Angels, the Ascended Masters for over 73 years. 3 years old.
Wow, that's amazing.
Und Judy ist verbunden und kommuniziert und arbeitet mit den Engeln, Erzengeln und aufgestiegenen Meistern bereits seit 73 Jahren, seit sie 3 Jahre alt war.
So what I share with you does not come from reading books or having other people tell me. Also it comes from my direct experience with these beautiful beings.
Also alles, was sie uns sagt, kommt nicht aus einem Buch oder irgendwas, was gelesen hat, sondern das ist ihre echte Erfahrung mit all diesen Wesen.
I'm also going to share three things that are truthful. In the 73 years that I've been working with them, I've never once received an unloving, unkind, harsh, judgmental message. Not once.
Und seit diesen 73 Jahren, seit denen sie mit ihnen in Kontakt ist und in Verbindung steht, gab es noch nie kein einziges Mal einen Moment, wo sie vielleicht unfreundlich waren oder sich mal nicht gut gefühlt haben oder irgendwas harsch war.
I've never once had any of them approach me from a place of superiority.
What, once again, please?
I've never had any of them come to me as though they're better than me.
Okay, und keiner von ihnen hat irgendwie ihr vermittelt, wenn ich es richtig übersetze, dass sie vielleicht besser wären als sie.
There's no hierarchy.
Es gibt keine Hierarchie.
Churches have put people on pedestals to make people feel inferior. It's not the truth.
I see.
Okay.
We are all thread in the weave of life, and every thread matters.
You're right.
Wir sind alle verbunden im Webnetz des Lebens und ja.
Okay. I'm coughing because I carry a special dispensation of light in my throat as a healer. And when I'm clearing, so right now I'm clearing the world on through my throat.
Mm-hmm.
Clearing that toxic energy, and it's releasing.
Okay.
So that's my coughing.
Okay, also Judy hat mir uns gerade gesagt, dass sie eben so husten musste und über ihre Kehle, über ihren Hals, merkt sie, dass sie Energien transformiert und sauber macht, sozusagen.
Mhm. I've also never once had, bless you, Bindi, I've never once had an ascended master, angel, or archangel mention one word about religion in over 73 years.
Mhm. Okay, und in all diesen Jahren, 73 Jahre, gab es nie einen Engel oder aufgestiegenen Meister, der über Religion, he did not talk about religion, you said.
Nope, no. Not once.
But?
Because religion is man-made.
Okay, weil Religion ist menschengemacht und nicht göttlich.
And in general, religion is about controlling people.
Und generell gesehen, wie sie sagt, wäre Religion eigentlich Kontrolle.
So everybody has a truth meter in their own heart.
Jeder hat so sein Wahrheitsbarometer in seinem Herzen.
And you can feel what's truthful for you and what's not truthful for you.
Und du kannst selber fühlen, was ist für dich wahrheitsgemäß und was nicht.
Only in your heart.
Are there different truths?
The reason this matters is because we're coming to a time where we're not to listen to people outside of us, we're to listen to our own heart.
Also meine Frage war, ja, gibt es unterschiedliche Wahrheiten? Und sie hat aber gesagt, ja, es geht darum, das konnte sie nicht so direkt beantworten, aber es geht darum, dass wir unsere eigene Wahrheit in uns erkennen und auch danach leben. Das ist das Wichtige.
Because each of us is an original creation of divinity. There's no other soul.
Weil jeder von uns eine individuelle Kreation ist von unserem Schöpfer.